Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, weini hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadi karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation in the one-party post-constitutional, cheese-covered, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. It's the 4th of July weekend. You know, this is the first 4th of July where there hasn't been any traffic. Apparently, no one can afford the gas. It used to be only eco-terrorists who were torching SUVs, and now it's their owners, huh? That's what's happening. Those aren't fireworks. It's another SUV owner torching his vehicle. Yep. 4th of July weekend. I hope you're showing your patriotism. The Patriot Act is still in effect. So as a public service reminder, it does require you to be patriotic and environmentally responsible at the same time. So please recycle the Constitution, shred it, and use it in your grill instead of charcoal briquettes. So you'll have a little lighter carbon footprint that way, from the same people who gave us the Patriot Act, Bush, Cheney, the Republican National Party, with stamped approval from the enabling Democratic cons grease, where all of their palms are greased by cons. Anyway, they are the same people who gave us the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Now, I understand. I risk prosecution by the Department of Deutschland Security. I mean, Homeland Security. It is the 4th of July. You will be patriotic in your homeland, Heil Bush. Well, I'm going to risk violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act and reveal that on this 4th of July weekend, yes, there has been a recall of 500,000 pounds of beef. That hamburger on your grill could be tainted with E. coli. Now, I know it's not American to point out dangers associated with the consumption of decomposing carcass or meat, as you like to call it. I know that in America, it's not patriotic to attack meat, when we do have an ongoing war against vegetables, instead of shock and awe and arachnam and bomb, 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 Iran, instead we are concerned with the attack of the killer tomatoes, salmonella. Salmon al-Qaeda. Anyway, this war on vegetables started with the first President Bush, the planter of the devil's seed and father of the illegitimate son who tortures us. He actually tortures us each time we have to look at that hamburger repulsive face on the television set. But Daddy Bush started this war on vegetables with his preemptive strike on broccoli while supporting pork rinds. And the war continues today with the assault on tomatoes. Me, I'm just putting salt on tomatoes. And I'm supporting them. I'm supporting the tomatoes themselves. I'm on their side. You're United States Gov Enron Mint and its food safety officials, as if, now say maybe not tomatoes. Your salmon al-Qaeda sleeper cells might be in other produce. Of course, they tell us it's other produce. No suspicion about meat. Now, maybe is it salsa? Maybe was it cilantro? Growers are losing millions because of these fears of vegetables. Well, maybe this is the opportunity to unite with the growers. Maybe it's time that we lobby for the Vegetable Enterprise Terrorism Act, huh? Now, I'm not just saying that because...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
But maybe it is time, by law, to protect our vegetables and protect them from the biggest welfare industry in the United States, meat and dairy. Salmonella is an animal pathogen. E. coli is an animal pathogen. Groundwater could be contaminated, hits the vegetables, and before you know it, you're blaming your friendly, neighborly tomato, huh? Who contaminates the food supply, huh? Does Al-Qaeda cause salmonella? Does Al-Qaeda cause E. coli? Or does animal agriculture? Now, I know protection of vegetables and elevating their stature with the Vegetable Enterprise Terrorism Act might initially seem to undermine everything American. You know, cardiologists and oncologists would take to the streets with picket signs. And I hope they do appreciate that their freedom of speech is protected for them by animal rights activists over the years who have been asserting their constitutional rights in court, including me as one of the Beverly Hills Four suing the city of Beverly Hills and Wolfgang Puck Fine Dining. That's the name of the company. Certainly not a restaurant review for me. Suing for conspiring to violate our constitutional rights to free speech. So say thank you. Thank you to us, the animal rights activists, cardiologists, and oncologists when you're out there protesting the Vegetable Enterprise Terrorism Act, when vegetables are elevated to their true stature, when meat gets its true blame. Of course, all the CEOs of pharmaceutical companies will take to the streets with their picket signs, too, thanking us for their freedom of speech, their pro-meat slogans to help their business. I'm sure they'll be out there saying, you know, meat is American, vegetables are communist. Vegetable support will be blamed on MoveOn.org, of course, and I don't know, all the prison wardens and guards will take to the streets with their picket signs protesting the decrease in violence. Directors of environmental groups will take to the streets as vegan fare replaces meat as the patriotic plate of food. And yes, those directors of organizations we'll find they have nothing to complain about then after everybody gets rid of meat, you know? So all we need is a Vegetable Enterprise Terrorism Act to show that vegetable contamination is caused by animal agriculture and animal products. 70 million food poisonings in the United States annually, thousands of deaths. Killer tomatoes? Are you kidding? Are they the weapons of mass destruction, or are the burgers, the hot dogs, the bird flesh on your grill? What weapon of mass destruction kills 1.5 million Americans every year, huh? Well, that's heart disease plus cancer equals meat, huh? So if you are so suspicious of everything the corporations are putting in front of you, how about what they put on your plate or on your grill? When animal flesh is grilled, it forms HCAs, heterocyclic amines. They are carcinogenic. That applies especially to chicken, huh? So let us be patriotic. Let's declare our independence from meat, our independence from all of those diseases, from diabetes. Put your hand over your heart. I pledge diseases for meat slabs in the United States of Listeria and from the repugnant sandwich stands. Bypass operations. Oh, my God. There's cancer and heart disease for all. Coming up on today's program, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We'll talk to Mike Hudak. He's the vice chair of Sierra Club, National Grazing Committee, author of Western Turf Wars, The Politics of Public Lands Ranching. And we will also talk to Colleen Cullen. She's in Iowa rescuing pigs from the devastating floods there. We'll talk to her in Minneapolis, Iowa. She's with the International Fund for Animal Welfare. And please support this radio program with a tax-deductible donation. We need your support. Donate online at goveganradio.com.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts, a chai tea on weekends. That's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen-3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, NUTRU.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from VeganEssentials.com. Nutru, NUTRU.com.
The Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. The Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. The Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at the-dogfood.com. The-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginase. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with a taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at everythingraw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at everythingraw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at everythingraw.com. Call 434-293-6325. everythingraw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. It's the 4th of July weekend, and, well, of course, in my America, Americans are munching veggie burgers and tofu dogs instead of firecrackers breaking the silence. There'd be patriotic Americans shouting obscenities at George W. Bush. Ah, but that's my America, not the real one, where 4th of July weekend means contests of who can eat the most hot dogs made of animal body parts. And who knows which body parts they are, really. So it's, you know, the traditional hot dog eating contest that happened this weekend, 4th of July weekend, followed by contests of speed, how fast you can get to the restroom, contests of agility, can your stretcher be maneuvered to get you into the ambulance safely for your ride to intensive care? Holy cow, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, I didn't want to ruin your weekend. We should look at happier realities of America, right? The happy reality of the sun shining brightly on pristine Western lands preserved by the traditional cowboy and rancher there to protect our majesty, right? Is that our traditional view? If it is, we may be in for a surprise today because we are going to be talking to Mike Hudak, and Dr. Hudak is the author of Western Turf Wars, The Politics of Public Lands Ranching. And he is the director of, he's the vice chair of the Sierra Club National Grazing Committee. He's the director of Public Lands Without Livestock. And as I mentioned, the book is Western Turf Wars, The Politics of Public Lands Ranching. And Mike, your assertion is that government mismanagement is destroying public lands and using taxpayers' dollars to do so.
Yes, it is. And it's been happening for a long time and without very little attention by the American people. And part of the reason for my writing this book was to make this better known.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an issue that has been neglected by the major environmental organizations for a long time. And I think that people who are familiar with public lands only through national parks don't realize that there is a vast area, particularly in the West, 260 million acres approximately, that is not afforded the protection that the national park lands are, and which are grazed very heavily by livestock.
And what's so terrible about livestock grazing?
Well, this this is a region, really, that that did not evolve for the last several thousand years with any kind of an animal even like the cow. Okay.
Cows need a lot of water, apparently.
They need
right?
a lot of water. They're very heavy. They compact the soil. And of course, the cattle don't really behave like the wildlife because the cattle are really only put out there at certain times of the year when they can easily survive, or sometimes not so easily survive if there's a drought, for instance. But they're given supplemental feed. They're given supplemental water. And so the land is impacted by these animals in ways that it just is not by native wildlife. And as I said, though, for the vast area out there, there hasn't been any kind of wildlife like cattle for the last 10 or 12,000 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the plants are not evolved to deal with that kind of impact. But then there are all kinds of activities that go along with the cows being there that are also very bad for wildlife. So it isn't just the grazing by the cows. It's things like diverting water from streams to put into water systems for the cattle, or for irrigation of crops that are then fed to cattle, or putting up fences. There's something like an estimated 300,000 miles of fences that crisscross these lands, and that affects the migration patterns of wildlife. And there's reseeding of these grasslands after they've been overgrazed for decades by cattle. Then they're reseeded with non-native grasses that are so unlike the native species of plants that the native wildlife just doesn't know what to do with this stuff. It's no good for forage. It's no good for cover. And then, of course, these native species cannot reproduce. They cannot survive, and their populations decline. And that's why we've got something like over 150 wildlife species that are federally listed as threatened or endangered or are petitioned for listing as such, that that are indirectly impacted by ranching.
Wow. So basically the water that is out there is diverted to livestock anyway, so the native species don't have a chance for it.
That's in a large part it is.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it's not diverted, many of the cattle are allowed to go right down to the streams and drink out of it, and that changes the whole character of the streams by the trampling, the eating of the vegetation. The streamside vegetation over several decades is destroyed. Riparian trees such as alder and cottonwoods, these are like forests that grow along these streams, and these have all been destroyed. And of course, the fish that survive in those streams no longer have the shade that those trees afford them. The birds that nest in those trees no longer have habitat. And so those kinds of species have all crashed in population.
Yeah, so one might not think that fish populations would be threatened by livestock grazing, but it's all part of the same ecosystem.
That's right.
We're talking to Mike Hudak. He is the author of the book Western Turf Wars, The Politics of Public Lands Ranching. You think the image of the cowboy has protected this environmental devastation somehow?
I certainly do, and I'm not the first person to think that. Several people who wrote books preceding mine said as much. And that's what led me to actually write the book in the way that I did. What this is known as, that you're referring to, is the so-called cowboy myth that has been created over the last 130 years or so, really by the entertainment industry, primarily in the United States, but worldwide. And so the cowboy is like the icon of the West, and there are all of these positive connotations that cowboys have acquired as a result of their portrayal in films and books and on radio and television. And so the feeling is that ranching itself is a kind of a sacred cow in this country. And that people, and I would say even environmental organizations, are very reluctant to confront it. And so in my book, what I do is to take a very personal approach to the cowboy, whereas in books that preceded mine, the damage that was done, that is done by cattle and ranching, was a front and foremost data, statistics, and so on. Whereas in my book, I look at the people who are involved, the people who are involved in the environmental organizations and in the management agencies of the federal government, and look at how the various social, political, economic factors associated with the livestock industry affects the management of these agencies in regard to the cattle. What we've actually ended up with is that we have management on the public lands by litigation. In other words, the agencies, for the most part, will only uphold the environmental laws when they are sued by environmentalists to do so.
So there's no major enforcement of environmental laws then.
That's right. They are ignored with impunity.
Mm. And what would they do if they were actually enforced?
Well, what we would see is that the number of cattle would be cut way back in many locations. Many grazing allotments, I'm sure, would be closed entirely. And even when they weren't closed, the number of cattle that would remain would probably be so few that the ranchers would not find it even economically viable to continue being in the ranching business. And, of course, the federal agencies, to a large extent, want to keep the ranchers in business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost impossible for them with that idea to actually go and uphold the environmental laws to keep these other wildlife species from heading towards extinction.
We're talking to Dr. Mike Hudak, and he is the vice chair of the Sierra Club National Grazing Committee, the director of Public Lands Without Livestock, and the author of Western Turf Wars, The Politics of Public Lands Ranching. We have to take a break. Mike, can you stay with us, and we will talk further about the issue? So we'll stay with this. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We need your support. We have to buy the airtime from radio stations every week. Free speech is expensive, so please make a tax-deductible donation online at goveganradio.org, or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Go Vegan Radio, a project of 501c3 International Humanity Center.
Still eating meat? How 20th century? Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
Okay, it's Go Vegan Radio, Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You can support this program also by going to the website, and we do have close to 200 programs that are archived at the website, free to listen, and the podcast is there. And you can buy a bumper sticker, which is Eat Republicans, Not Animals. And again, that is not a campaign endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. Today, we are talking to Mike Hudak. He is the vice chair of the Sierra Club National Grazing Committee, director of Public Lands Without Livestock, and the author of Western Turf Wars, The Politics of Public Lands Ranching. And if you missed any of the interview, you can go to goveganradio.com where the interview is archived. And Mike, does the Endangered Species Act come into play at all with the grazing of cattle on public lands in the West?
Oh, of course it does. And in fact, that's probably the main law that the federal agencies ignore. and when the lawsuits are brought, and as I said earlier, the major, the national environmental organizations have, for the most part, ignored the problems associated with ranching on the public lands. But within the last 15 years or so, there have grown up a whole variety of regional environmental organizations that came into existence almost exclusively to deal with this issue, that is to sue the federal agencies under the Endangered Species Act for in regard to ranching and mining and timber extraction.
Mm-hmm.
And so those have been the organizations like Western Watersheds Project in Idaho and Center for Biological Diversity in Tucson. Those are the agencies that have sued the federal agencies and have won a very high percentage of lawsuits, 70% to 80% at least, over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they win those lawsuits, then finally the agencies will take some actions.
Oh, really? I didn't even know if they would do it then. They're so good at ignoring everything in this day and age, it seems. You know, so.
They still seem to obey federal judges.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, we'll remember that. So you talk to many people who are involved with conservation throughout your book, and it goes into a number of subject areas related to the grazing of livestock on the lands. Maybe you might touch on some of the issues related to grazing and drought, grazing and fires. You know, some of the issues that the people address in the book.
Mm-hmm. Well, grazing and fire is probably the easier one to speak about. As I said, when the cattle overgraze these lands for decades, the native vegetation really doesn't survive. And what happens then is that either non-native vegetation that has been inadvertently brought into the area many decades ago by being involved with contaminated animal feed typically, this vegetation then takes off. It's basically weeds, annual weeds. And it also turns out that much of this vegetation is then highly flammable. And so we've seen then in the last several years many large grassland fires throughout the West. And that can be laid directly to overgrazing by livestock and the spread of these weeds. Spread of these weeds is in many cases done by the livestock themselves, either through hanging onto their coats or being spread through their digestive systems and then dispersed through their dung. So yeah, that's a major problem.
I see that you have a quote from retired fire management officer Jim Prunty in your book. It says, mm-hmm. The politics of the West is something that's awfully hard to understand because the worst possible use for the Western country is livestock grazing. Absolutely the highest use for planning in the West should be to preserve it as a watershed, yet it's hardly ever considered.
Right.
So
right.
It should be considered as a watershed. Is that
right? That's right. That's right. And, of course, as I mentioned, with allowing these cattle to graze in the riparian areas, that is, the streams, and really converting those from areas of lush vegetation with trees and grasses that stabilize the stream banks into eroded gullies, you can see that these are no longer retaining water in the way that they originally did. And of course, the water that then comes downstream in floods is not pure water. It's very much contaminated with silt. So it's just been a disaster in that way.
And also the recommendation is not to put cattle on burned lands after the lands have been burned.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, because then the vegetation that comes back doesn't really have a chance to reestablish itself. And what will happen is that the weeds will then have a greater chance to compete against the native vegetation.
We're talking to Dr. Mike Hudak, and people can visit your website, mikehudak.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also the website for my book, WesternTurfWars.com.
WesternTurfWars.com. We just have a couple of minutes left, but a couple of things interested me that jumped out. There was a story related to California trout. Yellowstone bison, and there was a Lakota spiritual perspective also. So any of those you want to comment on?
Well, the Yellowstone bison issue is still ongoing, and it's an interesting case study because, of course, the bison was persecuted throughout the 19th century. Really, as a part of the genocidal program that the federal government had against Native Americans, and the population on the plains of the bison was reduced from something like 30 million down to about 23 at the end of the 19th century, and the herd in Yellowstone National Park today is the remnant of that 30 million population. It's now recovered to between 3,000 and 4,000 individuals.
You said 23, meaning the number 23. It wasn't 2,300 or 23,000.
No, it was 23. Hmm. Yeah, it was 23 down from 30 million.
Wow.
Actually, in just that herd, I guess. I think there was actually a couple of thousand left in the entire Midwest up into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the bison are still persecuted today very openly by the Montana Department of Livestock in the winter and the spring, when these bison migrate out of Yellowstone National Park to lower elevations looking for forage.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a very graphic symbol of the general persecution of wildlife that takes place throughout the country, but which gets a lot less attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so that issue in Yellowstone is not yet resolved. There were more bison killed this last winter by the Montana Department of Livestock than at any time in a single season since the 19th century.
What a shame.
That is, of the wild bison. Now, of course, there are ranched bison in locations around the country, but the herd in Yellowstone National Park is the last wild, it's the largest wild herd of genetically pure bison in the United States.
Okay, we're just about out of time. Any quick comments on the California trout? Anheuser-Busch was trying to get backup water for its Van Nuys brewery.
Right. This was a situation where Anheuser-Busch had purchased a ranch in the Sierra Nevada to get water rights as a backup water supply for its brewery, as you said. And along with purchasing that ranch, they also had the grazing permits on the federal land in the Sierra Nevada. And the grazing of cattle in that area was impacting the California state fish, the golden trout. And so one of the people with whom I spoke, Todd Schumann, was a Sierra Club volunteer in the mid-1990s, and he worked very hard to get the club organized in support of getting Anheuser-Busch to not graze those allotments. And that was one of the few examples in my book of really a successful campaign that didn't actually involve litigation.
Okay.
But eventually convinced the Forest Service and Anheuser-Busch went along with it to close the allotment for a minimum of 10 years to allow it to recover. And we're still within that 10-year period.
Okay, thanks, Mike Hudak.
Okay.
We're just about out of time. Again, the book is Western Turf Wars, The Politics of Public Lands Ranching, MikeHudak.com, WesternTurfWars.com. And we can't get to the Lakota spiritual perspective from Charmaine Whiteface from the Black Hills of South Dakota. Get the book, read it yourself. Thanks for being with us today, Mike.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go vegan.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginase. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from Vegan Essentials. Your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins, and supplements. Clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets. 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground rush sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. You can donate online at goveganradio.org. We're a production of 501c3 International Humanities Center. The animals need a voice. The animals need help. The animals need adoption. And when the animals are really in trouble, caring people head out. There has been that catastrophe, the flooding in Iowa. And right now we're going to talk to Colleen Cullen. She's with the International Fund for Animals, or the International Fund for Animal Welfare. She's the public information officer in Minneapolis, Iowa right now. Hi, Colleen. How are you doing today?
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So what's it been like in Iowa there? What have the conditions been like?
It's been really terrible. We've been conducting boat and land operations. There are approximately 50 pigs stranded on the levee. That was as of a few days ago when the state did an aerial survey. So different groups have banded together. There are four organizations down there now. My group, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, there's American Humane Association, Animal Rescue League of Boston, and Farm Sanctuary. And we're all down there right now basically conducting rescue operations on this levee in Oakville, Iowa. It's called the Big Ditch Levee. Mm. So actually in recent days we've rescued over 30 pigs. So it's been successful thus far, and we're still going.
Mm-hmm. So describe how a pig rescue operation would look. I mean, what do you have to be doing to be rescuing pigs? What's everyone doing?
Well, the first phase was making sure that all of the pigs that were on the levee were fed, because it had been so long since they had any food of any kind. So at first we were conducting boat operations and basically just sending people out to all different points along the levee. It's a 20-mile stretch, the levee is. So it was taking a lot of different people on the ground there just to feed the pigs up and down the levee. And then after that we moved on to rescue operations, and it's tough with doing pig rescues because they don't exactly go where you tell them to. We've been trying to kind of herd them down the levee, and there is one point towards the end of the levee where we can drive a trailer up onto. So we've been kind of herding them up the levee and then herding them into the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a tough process. It's been a long couple weeks so far, but we'll still be out there for a few more days, definitely. We're still hoping to get everyone that's stranded there. So,
mm-hmm. And a number of the pigs have already gone to sanctuary or farm sanctuary?
Yep. Just a couple days ago, we had our first truckload of pigs were transported from our temporary shelter in Oakville to the farm sanctuary in Watkins Glen, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So yep.
Now there's a big need. Is it for foster care or adoption right now?
There's actually a need for adoption right now because the farm sanctuary in New York already has 36 pigs. So that's kind of a lot. I mean, we're guaranteeing that, you know, all these pigs will find a home. No matter what, we'll find a home for everyone. But we're definitely reaching out to supporters of our organizations to see if anyone has space on their own farms. And they're adopted out in pairs. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's interested, they can go to farmsanctuary.org, and there's an online application that can be filled out there.
Oh, okay. And yeah. So how much longer do you think you'll be out there in Iowa? You're in Minneapolis right now?
Yes, in Minneapolis.
It sounds like a major metropolitan area in the middle of a media central, newspapers, TV, all of that. Is that?
It's not that at all, no.
No.
It's a small town, and we're expecting to be there for at least a few more days. We're tentatively planning to wrap up this weekend, but we'll see how it goes over the next couple days.
Okay. So people should, if they can offer adoption to these rescued pigs. You know, it's so amazing that from a horrible tragedy, if we ever want to look on the bright side, I mean, from these pigs' point of view, this tragedy was one of the best things that could ever happen to them, because they are now not going to end up on somebody's plate. They're all going to be rescued and sent to a sanctuary.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when we're finding these pigs, and, you know, they've been through a lot, but their will to live is just amazing, and it's very evident when you see them. I mean, some of them have been sunburnt so badly that their skin is literally charred black. You know, their ears are bleeding from the sunburn, and it's really great that we have some people out there getting them and getting them to safe haven. And, and they're going to have nice, peaceful lives ahead of them. So
that's wonderful. And if we could give all pigs peaceful lives if we all were to go vegan. So one of these days. So, we have about maybe 30 seconds left, Colleen. Cullen, with
okay.
the International Fund for Animal Welfare. Anything you want to get to that we haven't?
I guess, if people have an interest in learning more about our efforts or in donating to the cause, to visit any one of the websites of the organizations involved. And again, it's the International Fund for Animal Welfare, American Humane Association, Farm Sanctuary, and the Animal Rescue League of Boston. Okay. So we have a good group of people out there, and we're hoping that we can get all the pigs. So
thank you so much, and it's great that. Thanks on behalf of the pigs. Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from Farm Fresh to You, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from Farm Fresh to You, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Bay Area locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please send a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. This weekend marks a year ago that we started with Air America. Stayed with Air America about 6 months until its incompetence drove me to the Green Radio Network, and we stay with Air America-affiliated progressive talk stations around the country. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And, you know, it's a bribeocracy. We have to pay the stations, so I need you to help so we have a voice for the animals on the air. So donate online at goveganradio.org. From Associated Press, officials, we have good news. Officials abruptly canceled a state program in California to spray chemicals on urban areas to combat the light brown apple moth.
cloth, which apparently was not demonized properly. I guess if the state would have said the light brown apple moth was from Iran, then spraying could have continued. But nope, not enough demonization. The San Francisco Bay Area was scheduled for spraying in fall. Instead, there will be the release of sterile moths to render eggs useless. Someday, hopefully those moths will mate with chickens put an end to that. Would be nice. End the chicken industry, huh? Be nice to end Huntington Life Sciences. HLS is based out of New Jersey and the UK. It's a brutal animal testing facility that kills 500 animals every day. And they've been subject to 6 undercover investigations and have stirred a public outcry on a global scale. Activists in over 20 countries are working on the campaign against HLS, targeting suppliers, shareholders, customers, any business that deals with Huntington Life Sciences, like Staples does. HLS laboratories test things like bleach, forcing it into rabbits' eyes, oven cleaner, rubbing it into the stomachs of primates, poisoning beagles with pesticides, none of which is necessary for human health. Human cell cultures are much more accurate for determining what is caustic to humans. And 6 undercover investigations inside HLS exposed the torture of animals taking place over there. A mother and daughter team worked at HLS. They saw the atrocities for themselves, which the daughter attempted suicide after seeing that. And then they knew they needed to get involved to try to close down Huntington Life Sciences. And many companies have been pressured not to do business with HLS. Bank of New York, Bank of America, Washington Mutual, Wachovia, E-Trade, Bear Stearns, Roche, Pfizer, Xerox, Citibank, HSBC, Marsh, Merrill Lynch, many others who decided to sever relations. Please ask Staples to sever relations. Call Staples CEO Ron Sargent at 1-800-378-2753. That's 1-800-378-2753. Okay, it is 4th of July weekend again. Do your patriotic duty. Declare your independence from meat. Go vegan. You maybe can't end the war today, but you can declare your independence from violence. Go vegan. Declare your independence from foreign oil. It requires a gallon of gasoline to produce a pound of beef. So, your hamburgers, burgers on the grill are a bit oily, aren't they? They're being cooked in foreign oil. You want to eat from the Middle East? Have a falafel instead, huh? It's not as dangerous as that plate of foreign oil, okay? So change your philosophy, go vegan, and the world will be a better place. Happy 4th of July weekend.